studios, there also was discontent, and there were tensions, and there were problems.
Basketball Jones! I got a basketball Jones! Got a basketball Jones, oh baby, ooh! Yes, I'm the typical basketball Jones. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball, and I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me. I even put that basketball underneath my pillow. Maybe that's why I can't sleep at night. I need help, ladies and gentlemen. I need someone to stand beside me. I need someone to set a pick for me at the free throw line of life. Someone I can pass to. Someone to hit the open man on to give him goal. And not end up in the popcorn machine. So cheerleaders, help me out.
With the basketball jump, I got your basketball jump. I got your basketball jump, oh baby, ooh wee ooh. Day part's a basketball joke. Day part's a basketball joke. Day part's a basketball joke, oh baby, ooh wee ooh. Dave Hart is a basketball joke. He's a basketball joke. He's a basketball joke, oh baby. John Pelfrey's a basketball joke. John Pelfrey's a basketball joke. John Pelfrey's a basketball joke, oh baby, ooh wee ooh. I can sit on the back on the back baseline and watch a 16-3 run and piss Tony Basilio off and make it a focal point of your smart way. Garza Law Firm, Tennessee basketball overtime. I can piss off Basilio. Basketball joke. This is a basketball joke, baby! Oh, wheel! I got the green light! It's a basketball joke! I mean, what the hell? Everybody gets in line! This is Kill Tennessee! Skirtus fan base, oh, baby! Oh, wheel! Cause it's a basketball. Basketball joke. We're a basketball joke. We're a basketball joke. Oh baby, ooh wee ooh. And a basketball joke. Joke. We're a basketball joke. We're a basketball joke. Oh baby, ooh wee ooh. As a basketball ball's part of 4 under 500 basketball joke. We're a basketball joke. I mean, what the hell? We got a player has a flu. We have 3 players out there tonight. I predicted the Hubber would go for 30 tonight. I think Keith Hatfield is closer to being right. Let's go inside the final numbers. Hatfield, when I asked you today, when you so sterling, and I mean you had a sterling golden appearance today on the Tony Basilio main show, the Big Chow today. Hatfield, you told me that Hubs would not crack double figures. Were you correct, Hatfield, in your humble opinion, as I welcome you in to another edition of your Smart Way, Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime, on a night where you and I had a chance to break bread in the 6:30 hour with the Wheeze. The Wheeze.
Absolutely.
Tony White, the Wheeze. And then we went out tonight, Hatfield, and I'd like your thoughts on Tennessee tonight. Do you do impressions, your impressions of Tennessee tonight on the road with Vanderbilt?
That's about what you'd expect. A Vanderbilt team desperate for a win.
Yep.
They've got, they're trying to make the NCAA tournament. Tennessee even more shorthanded with Armani more ill tonight.
Yep.
I don't think the result's not surprising to me. I mean, I told Brian Hartman Saturday that Tennessee was going to get killed tonight, and that was before I knew Robert Hubbs wasn't going to play and that Armani Moore would be sick. So I can't say I'm terribly surprised by the result.
Unbelievable.
But you see, I mean, this team, if nothing else, Phillips and Schofield have taken ownership of the team while Punter's been out. That's a good thing.
Yeah, but I hate Vandy.
Oh, yeah. You don't hate me any worse than I do, Tony, but.
No, you don't understand. I hate them. It's kind of unhealthy. And, I kind of find tonight disturbing, but there's really wasn't much you could do about it. I thought the Hubbard would go back home as I wrote on the
line. Oh, he's going to be going back home soon. That's why Jordan Bowden has a scholarship offer. He'll be going home soon.
Wow. Let's go inside the final numbers tonight. Tennessee managed the early part of the game pretty well until you got about to the 8 minutes to go in the first half. Pelfrey went under the bench, and we went in the tank. What did you... I don't want to belabor this point. What did you make of Pelfrey and his appearance behind the goal tonight? Because I think next time what they ought to do is do a segment with him taking a leak.
I think you do a segment where he leaves the building.
Yes, and calls the game from the outside blindly to see if his vantage point, to see if he
can... It wouldn't make much difference.
Yes. What did you think of that tonight when he went outside? And then we'll go to the phones. And I want to show our listeners at home that are watching on Periscope. Here's our phone activity for the night. See that Hatfield? See that thing on 4? That's Hatfield. Now look at the rest of the lines. What do you say? Hatfield, what do you think the rest of the lines look like right now?
Oh, we're betting, man. I would say there's not much there.
Basketball joke. Tennessee's a basketball joke. We're devolving into a basketball joke. Oh, baby. Oh, wee. Oh. Let's go inside the numbers tonight, presented by our friends at Smart Way. There's got to be a smarter way than watching Tennessee basketball night in and night out. But there are some hardcores that are now on hold, as I showed you what I showed you. Be smart, buy smart. Smart way.
What was that awful movie? Who was in hardcore? Was that Charles Bronson?
8416 Kingston Pike. Dave Hart's going to open up his own little thing called Short Way. Smart Way, ladies and gentlemen. Home of all the great brand names. Dave Hart, you'll get all the cost cutter stuff there, and it's probably all broken. But with SmartWay, you get all the great brand names like Whirlpool, Xbox, Frigidaire, Samsung, Dell, HP, Sony, Toshiba, LG, Ashley, for the home, within, without. There is freedom within, there is freedom without. Try to catch Dave Hart's deluge in a paper cup. Furniture, appliances, electronics, computers, tablets, tires, phones. The list that go on and 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 on. And on and on and on and on and on. Hatfield, your thoughts on Pelfrey tonight and him breaking the game down?
Well, I mean, he's atrocious, and he's obviously rubbed off on Tom Hart, who's not a complete idiot, talking about how this Tennessee team reminded him of Bruce Pearl's first team. The hell is he talking about?
No. This team really... this team is devolving, if you will. And it's not anybody's fault. I mean, it's just kind of how this season's going. And like I just quoted from the Crowded House tune, Don't Dream It's Over, I'm dreaming this is over. Hey now, I want to dream that it's over. Hey now, when the Vols come home. Shambari Phillips tonight had 23 to lead your Volunteers. He's 8 of 17 from the field, 4 of 5 from three-point land. The kid can flat out play the game. He can play the game. You ever talk to somebody who says it like that, the game? He can play the game. Pelfrey liked playing in, Pelfrey told us about 7 times tonight during our telecast that he liked playing down there, Keith. Did you get that from him?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know how much of what I was saying got out before my phone, for some reason, clicked off, Tony.
Lay it on me here.
Oh, no, he's rubbing off on Tom Hart now, because Tom Hart makes the comparison between this Tennessee team and Bruce Pearl's first team for some reason. Tom Hart needs to get the hell to spring training for somebody so he can get away from John Pelfrey.
John Pelfrey will rub off on you now. John Pelfrey went behind our bench, and we died. We looked like we were coached by him. What they should have done was put him there, because we looked like one of his Arkansas teams. We weren't guarding anybody. They were getting to the ball. They were. It was bizarre. In fact, I have the number here. When he went behind the goal for that 1 4-plus-minute stretch, Keith, how badly do you think we were outscored? Lay it on me, because I'm going to tell you what the score was. We were winning 16-15 before he went behind the goal. And that is my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Probably like 34-18 when he came back to the scores.
It was 32-21 when he got back to the scores table. That B word.
Oh, he's nothing but a hillbilly version of Bill Walton.
Did you just call him a Billy Walton?
He's a hillbilly Walton.
Let's call him that. Billy Walton.
He's hillbilly Walton.
Hillbilly Walton.
Yes. He's hillbilly Walton.
I like Billy Walton better because you won't offend Barney Boy.
Hey man, I'm from Campbell County. I can use hillbilly anytime I want.
I can't. I'll get dragged from the line and severely beaten, and end up in W. Lynn's quarters. I don't want that. In fact,
let's
I was afraid.
Out for you, Tony.
I was afraid at W. Lynn's birthday party the other night that they were going to have an Italian pinata, hang me by the ceiling, and see what came out. Let's go to the phones. Get as many people in here as humanly possible tonight. And if humanly possible, get out of here by, I don't know,
9:15.
Roughly 9:15. You read my mind! Hatfield, if you could read my mind, what a tale! Let's get in here. Let's get in the hunt and in the mix with our next call, and let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. Yes, hello.
Hello?
Yeah, welcome in. Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Are you talking to me, Tony?
Uh-huh.
I didn't hear a beep in. Sorry.
Go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Apologize.
That's called perfect broadcasting error is what that is, when you don't hear the beep. Go ahead.
It's my fault. I must have been clicked in earlier and didn't realize.
No sweat,
so it's John Tweet, so just calling.
Hey, Tweety. What's up, brother?
How you doing, my friend?
Good to talk to you, man.
Good to talk to you, sir. That, when they went to that I guess the baseline angle. I just thought Pelfrey was the fill-in for Aaron Andrews. I didn't realize he was calling the game as well. That was terrible. I mean, you couldn't see anything. Why do they feel the need to try to reinvent the wheel
exactly
when it comes to broadcasting a basketball game? Just, you know, give the sideline.
They knew nobody was watching. They knew nobody was watching tonight.
Yeah, but so you think that was experimental, Keith? Let's just go down here and amuse ourselves.
It's like the Bob Uecker Major League thing when he's talking about how many hits the Indians got.
That's a great movie, by the way.
I apparently there were people watching because my Twitter timeline is blowing up and my Periscope is exploding. And my Bowser in an uproar over it. So somebody was watching.
I think there are commercials that say if your Periscope explodes, Tony, you're supposed to seek medical help.
Either that or...
That's not a blue pill that causes that, is it?
Yeah, I was going to say, Hatfield, speak for yourself.
I'm just telling you.
And let me ask you this. The other night, do you think Hubs played his last minute for Tennessee? Honestly.
That's a great question. That's a great question. Keith?
Well, I mean, whose scholarship is Jordan Bowden getting? Because, I mean, I'll be stunned if the kid doesn't take it. So he's getting somebody's.
Keith,
at least Kasongo's been on the Kasongo's been on the floor the last couple of games.
I can report that Kasongo wears number two after tonight. By the way, Keith, Keith, describe this kid that we're currently recruiting, Jordan Bowden. Tell me about him.
Oh man, he's had a huge. He played at Carter High School. He's a local kid. He's over at 22-foot Academy in North Carolina. I mean, he's blown up. I mean, not tooting my own horn, but I sent several of my friends and associates in the coaching fraternity at the CUSA level and places like that that they should have signed him last offseason. And everybody was either full up or wanted to evaluate him further, and they had gotten wind that he was going to go here, and now he's beyond all of their reach. I mean, he's got Tennessee, Providence. I think Cincinnati either has or will offer him. So,
Jordan Bowden.
I mean,
22 you know, foot academy. That's where I wanted to put. I wanted to take your boy and put him 22 more feet back, so he was back under the tunnel there.
God.
You like him, John Tweet, don't you? Let's make him a focal point tonight. It'll take the
Pelfrey?
Yes. It'll take the.
It's awful. I mean, he was there talking, and I don't know if he was out of breath or he just butchered the English language. It was awful. I mean, it was like.
He's out of thoughts. I guarantee that.
Keith, do you think he's pretty good? What? Do you think he's good, Keith, on the television?
I mean, who are we comparing him to?
I don't know.
If we're comparing him to, like, the guys you see doing, like, color commentary on Ohio Valley Wrestling, maybe. I mean, someone being employed by the actual Southeastern Conference Network, oh, hell no, he's not even good.
He's awful. I mean, it's terrible to listen to.
I mean, they got Delk and Bradshaw both in the studio, and that fool's out doing games.
When Barnes called out Hubs the other night, I was going to try to call him, but I just...
Yes.
I just was really surprised he said what he said. I mean, that to me was basically like, hey, you get the hell out of here.
I'll tell you what, Tweet, we were talking to Clarence Swearingen tonight about it, and he said he kind of liked it because it's kind of old school. Except when I hear Clarence talk about Coach Barnes, I think he's talking about Gary U.S. Bonds because he calls him Coach Bonds. Which is very Memphis of him, but yeah.
This little girl is mine.
Better believe
U.S. Barnes.
Yes.
Barnes is, I mean, like, they've tried Coach calling Bonds. Him out earlier, and it didn't work. I mean,
no, nothing point, works.
What's the point?
Coach Bonds is not reaching him.
Yeah. Well, Tony, I'll get out the way.
Thank you, brother. Tweet. Sir. Question for you up in Virginia. Any word on how Don's grandson did last time out in his upward basketball? Have you seen the stats up in your paper, in your neck of the woods?
Tony, I will check the paper, and I'm sure he went for 30, 30, 30, and 30.
Thank you, brother.
Something along those lines.
Take care.
Good day.
865-200-5402. Can we pause for a moment of silence and remember our basketball program? . 2016 has officially come and gone. All right, let's go back to our phones. Coach Bonds. You have to admit that when Swearingen calls him Coach Bonds, it's pretty next level to be sitting next to him. Admit that, Hatfield.
Oh, absolutely. Tonight was fantastic. I mean,
The Wiz.
You put me there with two guys who... The Wiz. I mean, Tony White's one of the all-time greats here. I mean, if you're of the age I am, I mean, Tony White's one of those guys you look back on and you... Held on kind of the Mount Rushmore of basketball.
So yeah. Cool looking to this day. It's one of the commercial breaks, second commercial break tonight, I look over at Tony White, the Wiz, and I said to Tony White, I said, brother, I said, if you don't mind me saying this to you, I said, you are one nice looking man. And he goes, man, don't be talking like that up here. Hatfield, did you see how uncomfortable he was with that?
He didn't want to hear any of your nonsense on.
Telling him, the man's 51 years old. The man looks like he could still play. Doesn't have an ounce of fat on him.
Tell me he's a serious guy. He's not going to say.
No, he was serious. And then Tony Robinson rolled in there, and Tony Robinson's growing a beard. I don't know what look he's going for, but I said to Tony Robinson, I'll take macadamia and some chocolate chip. And he goes, what are you talking about?
I think T-Rob's going more for Dick Gregory than Famous Amos.
He looked like Famous Amos to me, but he does like Dick Gregory. He's pretty outstanding. Let's go to the phones. 865-200.
You're not surprised I would make a Dick Gregory reference, are you, Tony?
No.
If I could sneak in some Huey Newton and some H-Rap Brown, I would, too.
Let's get in here. We could use Huey Newton right about now. And some H-Rap Brown. I'll even take one of the Seals. Let's go back to the
train front. Train Seals could guard the post better than we do right
wow.
now.
Wow. How many points would the Wiz go for if he had Hubs guarding him night in and night out?
Lord. Or Balkman?
Balkman Turner Overdrive. Yeah. Let's get in the mix and in the hunt with the next caller here on your Smart Way Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Hello and welcome in.
Bobby.
Hey, brother, what's up?
Man, I haven't got to listen much. Been out of the country for a couple of days. Really, the only reason I called in was to support you and your sponsors. I literally watched 0 minutes of the basketball game. And I just wanted to say the reason I didn't watch any of the basketball game is because I knew the result 3 days ago when I saw it on the schedule. I mean, they killed us at home, so why aren't they going to beat us on the road? Have we won a game on the road besides Mississippi State, Keith? Literally.
Nope.
A singular game.
No.
Okay, that's what I thought. So, it's really disheartening. I kind of looked at the top 25 and the RPI and all that good stuff today. As a fan, it's totally disheartening to see that we have beaten the good teams in our conference, save Texas A&M, and we were really close to nipping them at home. And then we lose to just god-awful teams. Now, I'm not saying Vanderbilt's god-awful. They're probably going to make the tournament now. They made a nice run here at the end of the year. But, I mean, we lost to Auburn and Missouri, and literally they're the two worst basketball teams I've ever seen in the SEC. So I just quit watching after that. After we lost to Missouri, I haven't really watched a game per se. It's totally awful. I would really and truly rather watch the election stuff tonight. Super Tuesday. And we're not talking about the basketball version on ESPN. We're talking about the politics version has more contact than we're going to see Tennessee play with. You know, we got a bunch of sissies on our team. I think we have two kids that play really hard, really, really hard. And I wouldn't say that they're very good per se. And I'm not down on the team. The young men deserve our support, but I can't watch it, especially when Pelfrey's on the call. Pelfrey's the kind of stupid that rubs off on you and doesn't ever leave. It's the kind of thing that gets Hillary Clinton elected. Guys, have a nice evening.
Thank you, brother. I think you're being a little hard on Pelfrey. I think that...
Did Tom Hart get the Pirates job?
I don't know, but I wished him luck, and he sent me a nice email, or sent me a nice Twitterer. I wished him luck on the blog one day, and he reads a blog, and I like Tom. Tom does a good job. It's not Tom.
Well, I think he does a good job. I mean, other than completely losing his mind tonight comparing.
I mean, he does. You know, he's doing a million games, and you know, anybody can be. You know, you have a.
Yeah, you got to feel that time.
You got to feel that time. I mean, it's a non-competitive game. I've been there.
I give the officials credit tonight.
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw a televised college basketball game get done in about $1.45?
Come in at 1:45.
They got that thing the hell over.
In fact, let's say this. Tonight in the game, fouls in the game. Personal fouls. I will say this. Schofield tonight was in for Willie Carmichael. Picks up three fouls in the first 8.5 minutes.
Yeah.
But for the most part, Balkman had 4. Alexander had 3. Tennessee only with 18 fouls in the game. Vandy with 13. Tennessee gets rolled, to quote Herbie Hancock, like a joint cigarette tonight, as they got rolled 86-69, and our Volunteers are now 4 under .500 on the year, with Ole Miss coming up in the Tommy Bowl on Saturday. Keith, the tip time in that game is?
Noon.
High noon, baby. High noon.
A noon game. Yeah, you know how much I love noon games on Saturday, Tony.
And right now, Hatfield, if the SEC tournament were to begin, our volunteers would be?
I still think we're in the final game. I don't think. Or the first game. I don't think we're stuck in that yet.
Special shout out to my boy Mark Haniger checking us out tonight. Yoshi Ho Ho. If you want to get in with us, 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. A couple people here on Twitter saying that they are going to get very emotional Saturday at Senior Day. I can understand those sentiments. It'll be KP's last game. You know, it's a real shame. It's kind of the way things have gone with Tennessee basketball. The way things have gone with Tennessee basketball is that Kevin Punter can't even play down the stretch after he was just so incredible. And somebody just added, Keith, that this will be Reese's third senior day.
That's what I'm emotional about.
It's a tough crowd. It's a tough crowd. Let's go to the phones.
But you want to know how ridiculous the NCAA is?
How?
Did you hear the story they told about Josh Henderson tonight?
No.
That Vanderbilt couldn't present him with a framed jersey tonight. They apparently did last year before they gave him a six year of eligibility, and you can't present a guy with two senior day gifts. Are you effing kidding me?
That's where we are. Every person listening to the sound of my voice needs to read that book called Indentured.
I mean,
about college
I'm sure
sports.
Kids are sitting there. I mean, what kind of advantage is that? You know, there's a kid sitting there somewhere going, hey, man, if I tear my knee up two or three times and end up there 6 years, I might get two jerseys.
The NCAA is a damn cartel. They are racist, and they are a disgrace. Don't do that, Hatfield. Good gosh. Let's get our listeners in. Let's stay out of that tonight. Let's get our listeners in. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Good evening, Tony.
Hey, good evening. Welcome in.
How are things in the big city tonight?
Is this Vandy Joe?
It is. And I'm not going to say anything bad about the game.
You can. You guys played well tonight. You guys look like you were supposed to look all year. I mean, you're going to manage to play your way in with a top 20 basketball team. You get credit. You're going to play your way in, though, it looks like.
Our defense the second half sucked. That game reminded me of the Mississippi State game that they lost at several junctures in the second half. I've got to give Tennessee some credit. They kind of folded up like the game in Knoxville. And they didn't. So even though they lost by whatever, 17, whatever it was, but when they got down 23-24 and came back, and got it to within 10 and had the ball a couple of times, I was thinking about Mississippi State. Seriously, I was. I made the comment to my wife about that twice. So, hey, it is what it is. But I feel for Rick Barnes. I mean, he's got Hubs who can't seem to figure out whether or not he wants to play or not. He's got Punter over there dying to play. So he was obviously frustrated.
Do you think your team was on too much aspirin earlier in the year?
No, I think they had too many agendas. I think they were worried about their NBA press clippings or where they were going to get slotted in the draft. And then when they figured out that if they didn't start playing as a team, after they got embarrassed at Mississippi State, and the coach called them out, that they figured out that they better start playing or they weren't going to get drafted at all. So, I mean, he played, he just basically rolled the ball out on the floor and said, look, you kids want to play, as a team, you play as a team. If you don't, then, you know, you just do whatever you're going to do. It ain't going to bother me one way or another, and just walked off and left.
Joe, are you attempting to troll the Tennessee fans right now?
No, I'm not. I'm not attempting to troll the Tennessee fans. Why would you say that?
Keith, are you going to count with me?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Vandy Joe said one! You can't do that, Vandy Joe. You're violating the countdown rules.
At least he knows the drill. I'll tell you one thing you're seeing tonight, Tony, in college basketball. It's one of the great truisms in college basketball. You never want to play a good team on senior night when one of their all-time great players is playing his final game at home.
Yep.
Baylor walked into a complete buzzsaw in Norman tonight. They look like Tommy Rich against Buzz Sawyer right now. They're all bloodied up.
Vandy Joe, we love you. 865-200-5402. I love old Vandy Joe. Old Vandy Joe.
Did you catch that Levitard clip I was telling you about, Tony?
He was
actually nice to Tennessee.
Old Vandy Joe. Tennessee doesn't have many, doesn't seem like they have many allies in your national media. Right now, I think there are a lot of people out there that are starting to see what's happened here in Knoxville for the witch hunt that it really is. And Keith and I on the regular show today had a terrific discussion regarding the unintended consequences of all this stuff. And it is, when you really sit down and think about it, it would make you not want to be a college administrator right now. I don't think, Keith, their job as it stands has ever been harder than it is right now across the board.
Well, I mean, it's impossible to do because you're either essentially trampling on somebody's due process rights, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
You start having these star chamber administrative hearings. It's garbage.
It's a great word for it. They have no business doing it.
That's not what America's built on.
It's not what they're there for. No, it's not what they're there for.
But if you don't have those, you force victims. Okay, your only two options are do nothing or put yourself out there for everybody to see in a criminal setting.
Or you hammer everybody.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's what you do. Like I said, I mean, that's why you're seeing these lawsuits you referenced today about aggrieved former students or got people who get suspended or expelled and then aren't prosecuted or aren't convicted coming back to sue. I think you're going to see a lot of that.
Tons.
Coming up because they have to. If you're going to have that kind of setup,
yep,
with these administrative hearings, you're always going to tilt towards the complainant.
Yep. And people misunderstood me today. Today's conversation, I came home and Mrs. B, usually she'll jump in my face if I go out of bounds. She said, I didn't. She said, look, Tone, I didn't hear you say, you guys didn't say anything political. All you guys said is there are no answers. And guess what? There, to this thing, no answers. I don't know how you get around it. You're going to go broke. If they keep rolling this Title IX thing across the country, if they keep that as a component of Title IX, how you act toward the accused, with regards to the accusers, they're going to err on the side of the accusers. And Keith, this is not going away anytime soon. You start pulling federal dollars, because here's the thing: I'm either going to lose my federal funding, or I'm going to lose my funding, because I'm going to become sue me you, and that's at 95 schools across the country right now that are in the soup. And Tennessee just happens to be one of them that's, but by the way, tonight, if you want to get in, 865-200-5402, again, 865-200-5402. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not sure. Having looked at that component and that portion of the statute, if I wanted to go in, anyone with even a modicum of legal training, I don't think you have to be a lawyer. If you sat down, I could pick anybody's system of that apart and say you're not in compliance. It's like a health inspector, Tony. If people go in looking to find problems, they're going to find problems.
Yep.
I mean, that's
so there you have it. And they can put us on the put us and witch and Salem witch hunt us all they want, but it's everywhere. It's going to be everywhere, and it is getting ready to get ugly from coast to coast. And unless the government comes back and goes, you know what? We overreached here. Our intent was pure. We're trying to do a good thing here. We want to bring attention to this. Hey, how you apply this at a university level, go read that article that was linked to, on my website today. Absolutely incredible. If you want to get in with us tonight, 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. My name's Tony Basilio. He's Keith Hatfield. You can hear him on Friday afternoons at 1 o'clock following my show, which airs weekdays from 11 to 1 right here. And then we also do things here. We do special things, interviews. I've got a thing called Book Corner. We log our programs at our website at TonyBasilio.com. And you never know what you're going to find. Tomorrow at 2 o'clock, for instance, I'm interviewing the two authors who wrote the book, This Is All a Dream We Dreamed, which is the oral history of the Grateful Dead. And it is a really, really fantastic, and I mean fantastic, book. It was really a fun read. But Indentured is another book I want to recommend to you. That just in light of this NCAA, you know what you learn from Indentured, Keith, that I like? We have pretty good sense about us. People that stop and look at the NCAA for what it is, because these guys really put it together. They factually go behind the scenes, and they expose it for what it is. But Keith, I've always been of the opinion that the NCAA is a lot like NASCAR, which is to say different rules for different drivers on different Saturdays and Sundays. And that's how, and that's what the NCAA does. One time I remember Bud Ford, looking at Jimmy Himes, who was complaining about when I was on in the afternoon, us being over there for something. And he said, Jimmy, Tony does a radio show in this town and he has a nice audience. And by the way, just cause you're on the rights holder, it's not my job to create a competitive disadvantage for you. Well, the NCAA, as it relates to some of their member institutions, Keith, they did not get that vibe. They did not get that memo. Duke has a creative, a competitive disadvantage. Kansas has a competitive disadvantage. UCLA for years had a competitive disadvantage. North Carolina has a competitive disadvantage. They have their sacred cows in other sports, Keith. And so, that's a fact. I mean, and then not to mention how they take certain coaches. But then what they do with these disenfranchised poor black kids, in the system, and they just arbitrarily purge them from the system, and sometimes they go out of their way to be draconian and overreach. I'm telling you, that book Indentured, that is a life-changing book.
I'm sorry, I just think it's a situation. I mean, I've decried it for forever, and a lot of people, the thing is, and I understand a lot of people, I mean, sports is a lot of people's escape from it, but I mean, a lot of people don't want to hear what an awful organization, how corrupt
True.
And racist and elitist.
True.
And what a money racket it is, because man, they just want their games played.
That's right. And that's what they count on. They count on nobody look, and they've got a media that's a sheepia. The sheedia, that's all they do. The sheedia, that's all they do.
Yeah, but the NCAA doesn't get near as much cover as the NFL does.
No, even though...
The NFL, their whole organization could become a wing of ISIS, and nobody would say anything about it.
No. Nope. Hatfield, on the way out here, give me a final thought. It's been a lot of fun. We're going to give this game the half hour that it deserves. That's the best half hour of my life. That was 45...
Probably 28 minutes more than it merited. But
48 minutes. Go ahead, Keith.
I take out that Shambari Phillips still is continuing to improve. And I mean, he's going to be one of the main
draft horses on this team next year. So you at least take that out of it. Come in Saturday, maybe by some miracle, punter's able to go Saturday, and he gets a nice little send-off, and you win that game, and then just get out of there and just be done with the season. I mean, it is what it is.
Wait a second here. Let's get punter healthy for the SEC tournament, like TR said, and make a run.
That's true. Man, you want to know how bad this league is? Look at the list of teams that are 8-8 right now or 8-9.
I told my son that tonight. I said we were, if punter stays healthy and we won the games we were supposed to win, we would have been a stone's throw away. When you look at our record and Vandy's record, we're pretty damn close to their record, even though we're not very good. Do you know what I mean?
Oh absolutely. Just the inability to win those close games against bad teams on the road early buried this bunch.
Yep.
And then punter gets hurt, it's all over.
Yeah, that A&M game. Punter gets hurt, and then the cocktail of Hubs, whatever is going on with Hubs. Are you convinced that Hubs is hurt?
No. I think he thinks he's hurt.
Yeah, I'm not convinced.
There's a difference between hurt and injured. Everybody plays hurt. You don't play injured. I don't think he's injured, I'll put it that way.
Going to be really interesting. I thought he was benched a couple games ago. I don't think he's benched now. He's not benched now, is he, Keith?
Well, I think he's got to continue. Well, at this point, doesn't he have to save face and say he's hurt?
But he's not benched.
Well, he's not practicing. He's telling him he's not healthy enough to practice, and Barnes is old school, and that if you don't practice, you don't play.
Garza Law Firm, ladies and gentlemen, treating your like family, treating you and yours like family each and every day, as featured in Forbes and Time and Newsweek and National Top 100 Trial Lawyers in America. Marcos Garza's got your six. You can schedule a free consultation with your Garza Law Firm. First and foremost, caring about you and your future. And I encourage you to go to GarzaLaw.com, see what clients have to say, see a special message there from Marcos, and 540-8300 is your number, 540-8300. Protecting the criminally charged and also the injured and their families. And before you say guilty, you will say, Garza. Let's go back to the phones, get our next call in. As I had a little false finish here on the show, a little dusty finish. Let's get our next couple calls in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Keith. How y'all doing?
Hey, Martin. What's up, Martin?
Hey, Tony, that's pretty cool the way Bush Jones has hypnotized you in the same first and foremost. I love it.
Well, I think you're a fine individual, my friend.
Yeah, every individual out here needs to be concerned about, I tell you what, guys, and Tony, you know this, I don't know, Keith, if you know it, but I'm a much bigger Tennessee basketball fan than I am Tennessee football fan, and it just hurts my heart to see us go through this, but I think that we're going to get this thing right in the next. I think we're going to be much better next year. And
how could we be worse?
Well, that's a good point.
I'll say this for Rick Bonds. In year one, he's done the worst job in the league of the new coaches.
Well, Tony, he was what?
Get mad at me. Go ahead and kill the messenger. Go ahead.
Okay. Here's all I'm going to say. And Hatfield, you agree or disagree with me. He was worse. He was left with the worst pile of slop than any of the other new coaches.
Hatfield, was he left with a bigger pile of slop than Mississippi Mistake?
Mississippi State's got Gavin Ware and Malik Newman.
Coach Bonds.
And we all, didn't we finish higher than them? Or did we?
That's to be determined. That's to be determined.
TBD, babe.
So we're battling them for last in the conference.
And you got to remember, too, as this kind of plays out, what the hell has Michael White done?
And we almost hired him. That's your AD over there, Hatfield, your boy.
Yeah, it's my guy.
Shard attack. You're giving me a shard attack.
Michael White, if he's got an NCAA tournament bonus and they somehow do sneak in, he should have to send half of it to Bob Huggins, because West Virginia no-showing down in Gainesville.
Yep.
The only reason they're even in the discussion right now.
Hey, guys, I'll tell you what, though, with our point guard, we're going to have eligible next year. And I'm telling you what, this Fulkerson kid's going to surprise some people.
Yes, and, I hear he's up to about 160.
Shut the hell up, Tony. Hey, Tony.
Jaker, I like having fun with you, and I'm rooting for that Fulkerson kid. And you know I love the local kids. Almost as much as Big Will does. And when I talk about the kids like he does, I mean, I'm into it.
Big Will's going to be fired up about Bowden.
You better believe he is.
Exactly. Bowden, that's a kid from Carter, isn't it?
Yep.
Hey, I'm glad they took him. I don't care if they do only have one scholarship left and they're holding it for a big guy. Hey, run a couple of these calls off. What do you say, Keith?
Oh, they're not. Put it this way, I think there are only three guys I'm certain will be on the roster next. Four guys. Turner, Phillips, Schofield, and Alexander will be on the roster next year. Everybody else is to be determined, I think.
I like it. I mean, heck, I'm up here in Jefferson City. I'm sitting here right now in my brother's dentist office because I had to come over and get Wi-Fi because I can't pay for the AT&T bill. And I'm sitting here looking at Carson Newman College. They can come up here and play. No, I'll take that back. Charlie Benson's boy that's coaching up here. Hey, listen to this.
Chuck Benson.
Chuck Benson.
On the AB and the wheels of steel.
Hey, listen to this, Hatfield. He said that the kid from Carter couldn't play for him. He wasn't good enough.
What?
I didn't know the bench. God, I didn't. Well, that's pretty. Man, Carson Newman must be better than I thought. That kids that can play, kids getting Big East offers and SEC offers and ACC offers can't play there.
We're doubting that, Jaker. But we love you.
No, I'm telling you, man. Hey, my best friend, Keith, is the head coach of the Tennessee Bobcat. What's his name? Played for, and Peyton Woods played for, and Malik Foreman played for. Malik's up there at Army now, and he said none of them could play for him. That none of them were good enough. John Fulkerson wasn't good enough to play Carson Newman.
The Bensons are really good at getting shoe company money. And recruiting players to play in the summer.
Jaker, that's enough out of you. And let's leave the Bensons alone. Let me say this. Shambari Phillips said he was more upset at turnovers, Keith, that stopped Tennessee's runs than he was happy about scoring 23. That kid's made of the right stuff.
Oh, yeah, he's a winner. He's going to be fine.
You can tell he was pissed tonight, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, those three, like I said, the three freshmen are going to be fine. But this will end up being, we'll look back in 2 years, when you mix Lamonte Turner in, people will say this was a really, really good recruiting class.
Wes Rucker with a rather sad tweet tonight out of the vows for one of his 60,000 tweets this year. Rick Barnes quoted as saying, Kevin Punter was tearing up in the locker room after tonight's game. I'm not sure. People understand how hard this injury has been for him.
Well, I mean, you look at the amount of work the guy put in to become the player he is, Tony. Obviously, he lives it. So, I mean, I'm not the least bit surprised at that. I mean,
point guard Wade Baldwin IV stopped Tennessee freshman Shambari Phillips outside the locker room after the game to tell him he was, quote, a hell of a player.
I mean, I don't think anybody can look at Phillips, especially since Punter's been hurt, and think anything other than he's going to be
he's going to be one of the linchpins going forward.
Your designer, Armani Moore, according to Addie Schofield said Armani Moore slept all day with his fever. And I quote, "I thought he was going to pass out during the game." That from Patrick Brown.
No, I mean, those guys, I mean, it's not lack, it's certainly not lack of desire with Moore and Punter and those guys. I mean, you just don't have enough help. Especially with Punter over there in street clothes. And with Robert Hubbs nursing the
Bruce Dico. Kid could be really hurt. I mean, you're an attorney. We don't know. We could be owing him a real apology for it's over. But you know how Buzz used to say it, don't you? Desire. You got desire. He used to say, you got desire. Go back to our phones.
You think Rick Barnes would have made the comments he made the other night if he remotely thought Robert Hubbs was really hurt?
Well, no.
Okay, just checking.
You think he's ever talked that way about a kid before publicly? No.
I certainly don't follow any of the program. I mean, I've certainly followed Rick Barnes pretty closely. I don't follow them to where I don't follow Providence or Clemson or Texas to the point where I'm watching their press conferences or anything, but I'm pretty sure if he'd have said that about somebody, it would have, especially if it was one of his big guys. I mean, if he'd said that about LaMarcus Aldridge when he missed some games, which he did at Texas, I'm pretty sure that would have made the news.
One final note for you. Merle Haggard has postponed his March tour in order to recover from his pneumonia. Damn it, now Merle has it. Everybody has that pneumonia. It's going around. At least everybody in my house.
He's done a poster for my buddy Shane that works at Clancy, so I'm all for Merle Haggard.
I kind of sort of love Merle Haggard and the Strangers. Let's get our next call in, and let's welcome in our next caller. Hello and welcome.
What's up, brothers? Brian.
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
Hey, I originally called just to keep you on longer than the Vol Network, but you beat them, buddy, so I was going to make you hang on for 35 more seconds just so you could have your continuous record of being on longer than the Station Nation over there.
I'm not. There's no way the Vol Network ever beats me off the air any night, brother. Ain't happening. The hardest working man in show business right here, brother. You're looking at him.
I love it, and I believe it. Hey, you hit the point I want to talk to you about or mention about Armani. Dude, of course, you know, I'm a little bit closer to that situation. He is talking about sick. I mean, super sick. Like 102.5 temperature all day.
What is he even doing there?
Yeah, he shouldn't have played. If you remember, was it Tindall or was it Mozo? No, it was Tindall. If you were sick, you didn't play, but that's if you didn't miss school. They were on the road today, so he didn't have any classes to miss, if you get my drift. I don't think he would have played on a Tindall team. He's that sick.
Wow. Keith, 102 degree fever. Sometimes when you're sick like that, though, you can ball out because you get in the zone.
Yeah. Ask Jordan. Ask Michael Jordan.
Yeah, you can get in the zone.
He had the flu, right?
You can get in the zone, man.
Love you, Tom.
Thank you, brother. Go back to our phones. Let's get our next, I'm always going to appreciate a guy like Kevin Punter and Armani Moore for that matter, my designer.
Oh, you know what Moore is? He's a lot like the first class of seniors under Butch Jones. And
yep.
You don't want that to be somebody's experience in 4 years at your school.
Nope.
Three coaches, constant nonsense.
Yep.
Not what you want for somebody, and he hasn't bitched once. But
not one time. Total mismanagement.
It'd be really easy for him to say, this has sucked.
This sucked.
This isn't what I signed up for.
No.
This place is a joke. It'd be real easy for him to do that.
And hadn't said a word.
No, he showed up and he's busted his ass.
He went out tonight and played so hard. And
For no reason.
And a couple times they flashed the camera at him. And you could tell by looking at that kid on your Smartway Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime, that he was fixing to pass out on that basketball court tonight. He was fixing to pass out. A lot of credit. Let's go back to our phones. Somebody wants to know if the SEC is making Arkansas representation on the network of Pelfrey and Stoner the best trolls ever. You think they're trolling people? That looked like a troll tonight when he went under our bench. I wish Bonds would have turned around. And
I think it was a way to see if anybody was actually watching, because they knew people would call in asking what the hell that was.
I don't mind him going back there and talking about the vantage point for a second. But to watch a, whatever that was, 16-3 run from back there, I mean, damn, dude. We get the point. And you know at some meeting today they were going, we're just going to turn it on the world. We're going to cross the diamond with the pearl. Just like Owsley, Stanley back in the day. Kid Charlemagne. You know, it's like, guys, we get it. You're cute and you have technology. Go back over there and call the game. You're getting on my last nerve. And by the way, while you're doing this, we're getting hammered. So let's go back to the phones. And let's get our next call in. Here is a great irony for you. You ready? Hatfield, you ready? We'll get to Mars blog. Former Lady Vol Media Relations Director Debbie Jennings is being honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award by the COSIDA, College Sports Information Directors Association. Great for her. She has done such wonderful work.
Hey, nobody's ever gotten paid near as much money for doing half the work of their counterpart.
I like when that Ice and Go lady, she had 13 athletes under her, and she was bitching and moaning that she should have been paid like a football trainer. I mean, lady, you got 13 athletes. They have 150. Let's get our next call in. Oh, that's Roger. Roger, you close the show, bro. You don't have the penultimate call here. You close the show.
Yes, let's get our version of Mariano Rivera in here.
Correct.
Right,
it's better than anything the Phillies have at closer, I'll tell you that. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. Yes, hello, and welcome in. Now that is indicative of where we are. I couldn't agree more. And Dave, I hope you take you're taking a good bath. And you're a bagno.
Oh, my.
Oh, God, Hatfield. Hatfield, your sense of humor or lack thereof, I don't know what to make of you.
Oh, my.
Hatfield, are you going to give me a response on Debbie Jennings? Are you happy for her?
I'm all for anybody who learns how to game the system.
She's gaming it before, during, and after the fact.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's no doubt. She's got it figured out, man.
Yeah.
And for all I know, I mean, how the hell would I know if she was actually good at her actual core job? Not like I was over there asking for Lady Vol media guides or something. So, I mean, how the hell would I know? She might be the best ever. If her peers think she is, congratulations. I got no idea.
We're going to go to the phones. Yeah, I'd imagine she's very good at what she does. She was over there 35 years.
She was with the preeminent women's program, and I would figure... Pat seemed pretty no-nonsense. I would figure if Debbie Jennings couldn't do her core job, she'd have been the hell out of there.
She'd have busted her, no question. Here's my thing, though. And this has always been my thing. And I don't want to offend anybody, because I've made a lot of enemies with this. It's not like me to do that. Generally, I'm a peacemaker.
It's no coincidence she's getting this award right now.
Not a divider. Here's the thing, though, Keith. She worked in a sport, as we say in the trade, that didn't generate money. It didn't draw money. It didn't draw money. Now,
no, it was Buff Bagwell.
Nobody,
women's basketball was
correct.
Women's basketball was Buff Bagwell.
Correct. Correct.
Never sold the ticket.
Men's basketball was Hulk Hogan,
right.
Bruno Sammartino, Ric Flair, Sting,
right.
And women's basketball was Lex Luger.
Scott Norton.
It didn't draw money.
No.
Ultimate Warrior. It didn't draw money.
No.
And look, if you want to pretend, it's fine. I'm all for pretending. I like pretending. I pretend I'm good looking every morning when I look in the mirror. It's cool. But it doesn't make it so.